Silver Crow, Saving the Past by Protecting the Future, written by Michael A. Godecker, MSc, narrated by Mandy Grant Grierson. Chapter 1. John was walking home from work. He almost bumped into the signpost on the walkway. "So sorry," John apologized with a smile to the blonde lady walking down the lane. John scrolled down his phone. He dragged down the notification bar. There was a new post from one of the social media influencers he was actively following. John was staring at his phone screen when he got to the train station. "Please, can you move?" a woman asked. John turned to look at the human traffic he had caused. "I'm so sorry." John wondered how many times he had apologized that evening. He slid his phone into his pocket and tried to wait patiently for the train. John was shifting his weight to his feet when they announced that the train would be delayed for 30 minutes. He glanced at his smartwatch and realized that he wouldn't get home before one of the famous celebrities would stream live. John couldn't miss it for anything. Viola had a huge fan base. She had over 1 million followers across her social media platforms. Since the train was delayed, John plugged his earbuds into his ear and streamed the live chat while waiting for the train. He stood in the middle of the train station, listening to Viola talk about one of her concerts at the end of the month. John tried to buy a ticket to the show, but they were sold out. He just needed a picture for his page. Everyone was going, and John wanted to grow his page. John almost didn't hear the train's blaring horn. He only realized that the train was there because someone had bumped into him. John got into the train by luck. He almost missed it. John didn't see himself as that guy obsessing over social media, but being active on social media had its perks. He had a new community he belonged to, and it was cool to find people who shared his values. John got off the train with his phone in his hands. Viola's live streaming had ended. He had watched most of it on the train. John wished he had those tickets now. Not that he loved listening to Viola sing, but attending her concert was a significant flex. John walked a few blocks and stopped in front of his apartment door. He heard his phone chime. John dragged down the notification bar on his phone. It was a message from his mother. "Family dinner by 6 on Sunday," the message stated. Sunday was Viola's concert. His mother couldn't have chosen a better time. John decided to give getting Viola's concert tickets one last try. He posted on his social media page before scrambling for the keys to the door. John heard someone walk past him. He had been living in the apartment building for 8 months and didn't know any of his neighbors. John walked into his apartment and shut the door. One of the perks of having an online community was that he didn't need to meet people physically. He had all he wanted. John was rudely awakened by his alarm. He pressed the snooze button. It was a weekend, and he had the right to sleep in, John convinced himself as he changed his sleeping position. He had stayed up late last night while he was online chatting with some online friends about the latest diss track a music artist dropped last week. The conversation continued for a while before he decided to call it quits. He had to attend to a work thing in the morning. That morning, the thought of his online meeting made John jump out of bed. "Ow!" John jumped around the room on one leg. He had stubbed his foot against the bedpost. John looked at the digital clock by his bedside. It was 10 a.m. He had a meeting at 10:30, meaning he had 30 minutes to prepare. He was running around the room. He wondered why he was in that position. "Good morning," John managed to set up his computer. "Good morning," the other members of the meeting answered. "Should we give you a minute?" his boss asked. "Excuse me?" John's pajamas were sticking out of the shirt he threw on hurriedly. "Your shirt," the woman answered. John almost crawled to the ground in embarrassment. "I'm sorry," John said in a low voice. "It's okay," his boss replied. The meeting ended earlier than he expected. John was back on his phone. Many things had happened while he was in the meeting, but Viola's concert had the highest search online. Almost immediately, he heard his phone chiming. Someone had seen his post, and the person was willing to sell his ticket to Viola's concert. John was beyond thrilled. John's mother, Marie, was glancing at the door. "Mom?" Alicia called her mother's attention back to the discussion they were having. "Did John say anything to you?" Marie asked quickly. "No, I haven't talked to him in a while," Alicia answered. "Do you think he didn't read my text?" Marie asked. "If it were another matter..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?